In 2008, it was a race between Senators Obama and Clinton. Post-election, they were President and Secretary of State. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley with a look at the evolution of the Obama-Clinton relationship.
8 years ago, President Obama's campaign skills helped keep Hillary Clinton out of the White House. This year, he's likely to be one of her best campaign weapons.
I've gotten to know Hillary really well.
Here's the president on a Politico podcast with Glenn Thrush.
She is a good, smart, tough person who cares deeply about this country.
That's what he says now. The two were a lot less chummy in the winter of 2008, when they waged a bitter primary battle, and Obama barely found Clinton likable enough.
She's talking like she's Annie Oakley.
Shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public.
While I was working on those streets, watching those folks see their jobs shipped overseas, you were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart.
After a months-long battle, Obama won the nomination. And days later, the two candidates held a secret meeting. One of Obama's original staffers, Tommy Vietor, recalls they huddled privately at the Washington home of Senator Dianne Feinstein to bury the hatchet.
They were able to talk through a lot of the things that had gone on in the primary. And when she gave that speech endorsing him, that was an enormous step forward in terms of bring the party back together, mending their relationship.
I endorse him and throw my full support behind him.
The staffers from the two campaigns were not so quick to mend fences. Neera Tanden had been Clinton's policy director. After the primary, she went to work for Obama.
Having been on the campaign side, I can tell you Barack Obama was a lot faster getting past the primary than like the vast majority of his campaign.
Indeed, many of Obama's loyalists were stunned when he picked Clinton to be his Secretary of State.
I was absolutely floored. It was a total shock. I mean, you know, there were some hard, raw feelings in that campaign.
That's Obama's speechwriter, Ben Rhodes, in a podcast hosted by former political advisor David Axelrod. The tension flowed both ways. Rhodes says Clinton staffers would stop talking when he walked into a room. Obama staffers vetoed Clinton's effort to appoint one of her trusted allies, Sidney Blumenthal, to a State Department post. Clinton's email suggests she had trouble at first penetrating the insular White House culture, but Rhodes says the secretary quickly won him over once he was assigned to help Clinton through her confirmation hearing.
She could not have been more warm. She could not have been more gracious. Everything people say about working with her is true. She was just totally threw herself into the job from the second she accepted it. So that made it much easier to very quickly kind of leave that past behind.
Rhodes says another milestone came in the winter of 2009 when the president and secretary attended the Copenhagen Climate Summit together. That summit failed to produce much of a climate agreement, but it did help to improve the working climate between Obama and Clinton. They were forced to improvise as they chased down foreign leaders.
They had to spend the whole day in kind of shuttle diplomacy with the Chinese and the Indians and the Europeans, but they were enjoying themselves.
For 4 years, Clinton served the president as a loyal and hardworking cabinet secretary. Now that she's a candidate, she's chosen to distance herself from the administration on some issues. She recently came out against Obama's Pacific trade deal, for example, and she's long been more hawkish than the president towards Syria. Despite those differences, Neera Tanden says Obama will be a potent campaigner for Clinton. His overall approval rating now tops 50%, and he'll play an especially important role trying to mobilize the young and minority voters who twice helped to elect him.
Hillary isn't running for the third term of President Obama, but obviously, you know, they share core principles, and I think he would be very comfortable campaigning for her.
Clinton herself has said Obama is a more natural retail politician than she is. And while Obama is not on the ballot, he is itching to help out. After all, many of his own policies and his legacy depend on keeping a Democrat in the White House. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.